Krishan Rabosa, I hope everybody's feeling well. Today's daf is Moedkut and Daf Tes Vav. We're here at the bottom of Yedalet Amud Beis, about 10 lines up. Metzora Mahu. We had just talked about yesterday, the end of yesterday, we talked about whether an Ovel is Noheg Aviluso, if he, an Ovel keeps the Minhagim and the Halachos of Avelus on Chol HaMoed. Then we also then asked whether a Menuda, someone who is going to Incherim, also asked. Has to keep his halachos on Chol HaMoed, and now we're going to ask about a metzora. And as you'll see in a second, right, today's daf is basically going to parallel and compare and ask about these three cases that seem to have similar types of halachos, and ask, where today basically the entire daf is going to ask if each of the halachos that apply by an avel also apply by a menuda, someone who's in chayim, and a metzora. So let's go see, let's dive right in. Metzora, ma'ushin, and tzara, so regal, does a metzora to hold of all the halachos of metzora on a regal? So Amar Abaye says, Tashma, bring your proof, right? What did we say yesterday? It's Mishnah, Amnezi, Ram, Metzora, Mitzu, Masur, Tara. So who are the ones who can take a haircut? So a metzora, who's becoming tahor. So Habi, Metu, Masur, Naig. Apparently that implies that when he is not becoming tahor, meaning when he's still a metzora, no, he has to keep all the halachos of Metzora. So Gemara says, Lomi boy Kamar. He says, no. What it means is not, it's a Lomi boy. I mean, he doesn't even have to teach me that. I mean, don't learn the diuk is that apparently you see that it's not included. You should learn that, no, it is even included. He didn't even need to tell me, obviously, that a Metzora doesn't necessarily, well, we'll see. As a Lomi boy, you don't need to teach me that Bimetu Masud Lom Nohig, that when a Metzora is telling me that he doesn't keep the halachos of Metzora, aval taraso, but why do you have to teach me that he's allowed to get a haircut when he's becoming tahor? Nigzer shema yisher karbonoso. We're concerned, a bit of a funny gzera, we're concerned that someone, I'll just tell you why it's funny in a minute, we're concerned that if the Metzora undergoes the tahor process, so he finishes, I don't know, the tzara, the being the tahor, let's say, if you remember, he's tamei, then when it starts healing, so he starts the 7-day process, and at the end of it, right, he takes a haircut, he shaves his whole body, and the 8th day he brings a korban. The concern here is shema yishe karbanoso. Maybe, as Rashi points out, that maybe he'll take the haircut, right, but then he's going to delay in bringing his korban, which is supposed to be brought on day 8, and he'll delay to bring the korban on yontif, and we don't bring those types of korbanos on Yontif. I mean, he gets out of his tzaras, I don't know, on the 6th or 5th day of Chol of Sukkos, and he waits till Shmini Atzeres to bring his korban. That's a problem. That's a big problem. We don't bring those korbanos. Now, it's a funny gzera because, you know, first of all, the Kohanim are well-versed in the halakha. Someone shows up to the Beis HaMikdash on Shmini Atzeres with a tzaras korban, the Metzora's korbanos, he's not going to get through the door. Like, he's very, very strange. The Achronim do ask on Rashi's pshat. Okay, but either way, that's what the Gemara says. So therefore, Kamash Balan has to teach us that even a Metzora who's going from his being Tameh to being Tahor, he can also get a haircut, right? And he, again, the halachos do not apply to him, and he doesn't have to keep his halachos of tzaras. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, I'll bring you proof, Tashma, I'll bring you proof, Shavat Tzarua, the Rabba's Kohen Gadol. We see that a Kohen Gadol is included in Vatzarua, meaning that if you look at Rashi, Vishenog Votzaras, that a Kohen Gadol who has Tzaras, right, has to keep those halachos. The problem is, the proof is rather, that the Kohen Gadol, all year round, the Kohen Gadol is considered to be, as if it's a regal for him. What does that mean? Meaning that he doesn't, what's it called? If Rachman Slan, he loses a relative, so he still does the avodah in Beis HaMikdash. As you can see, right, if you look at Rashi over here, right, we're going to see that he's makriv onein, that he brings karbanos even when he's an onein. So it's considered to be as if it's a regal, as if it's a holiday, meaning he's not going to be noheg those avelos. The time Kohen Gadol makriv onein, right, as we see the Gemara says, right, straight up, that the Kohen Gadol does bring a karban when he's an onein. Veino ocha, but doesn't eat the meat. So shmamina. No, it's araso, beregel shmamina. So we see that if a Kohen can be a Metzora, meaning if he can hold of the halachos of Taras, right, even though all year round, if Rahman suddenly loses a relative, so it's considered to, quote unquote, to be a regel, i.e., he doesn't keep the halachos of Avelos, and he still can do the avodah Beis HaMikdash, so therefore it must be that Taras is knowing beregel and shmamina, and that we do see from here, says according to Rava, that Tsaras would be Nohagan on a regular. Okay. Now, let's dive into some of the more other halachos. Ovel, Osir, Betesporos, and Ovel, not allowed to get a haircut. Midika Amar, Lu, Rachmana, Lefnei, Aron, Rosh Hashanah, Al Tifro, Mikal, Dekuli, Amar, Osir. From the fact, where do you learn this from? So from the fact, if you remember when Aaron lost the son, his two sons, Nadav and Aviu, on the first day of the Chanukah Samishkan, so Kosh Baruch said to him, don't, it's a little bit confusing because it's backwards, double language, right? It's Rosh Hashanah Al Tifro, don't let your heads be, as they translate, unshorn, right, in the article, but meaning, take a haircut, meaning don't let your hair grow long, implying that a regular Onain should let his hair grow long. So therefore, he's Osir Bet Hasporos, therefore a regular Onain, a regular Avel, is not allowed to cut their hair. Michal Dukuli Am Osir, meaning implying that everybody else is Osir. For the fact that Hashem to tell Aaron, no, don't let your hair grow long, meaning take a haircut or make sure your hair is cut properly. So that implies that really the normal state is that an Avel would have to let his hair grow. Now, just to point out over here, that's obviously a pasuk from the Torah, right? Again, we may have mentioned in passing, I don't remember yesterday, but the halachas of whether the halachas of Avelos are Darais or Darabanan is a lengthy debate in the Rishonim. Most of them assume it's Darabanan. Obviously, if you assume it's Darabanan, so then you have to assume that all the psukim we're about to quote that are from the Torah are merely an esmachta. And if you hold it's Daraisa, again, there's the subset of Rishonim also hold that it's Daraisa, maybe perhaps the first day is Daraisa. Okay. But they obviously can use these psukim straight up. We're going to see. We're going to quote psukim from the Torah, both from Yechezkel, right, where we learn most of the halachas of Navo. Okay, so Navo can't take a haircut. So Menudin u'mitzaran ma'hem b'tesporos. Okay, now again, we're going to obviously, as we said before, we're going to ask at all these stages. We're going to ask about a menuda and a metzora. Someone who's in chere, a metzora who has taras. What's the deal with the haircuts? So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Menudin u'mitzaran asurim l'saper l'chabes. That a menuda and a metzora are not allowed to take a haircut and to do laundry. Menuda shemes. Beis Din soaked in his aron. If someone dies when he is in his cherem, so Beis Din stones his coffin. Rabbi Yudah Omer Lo Sheyamdu Alav Gal Avanim Kigala Shel Achan. Right, not that they put a pile of rocks on it, just like they did by Achan. Right, he stole from Yericho. Right, he died. He got put to death when he was in cherem, etc. Ela Beis Din Sholcha Menichan Evan Gedola Alarono. Really, they just bring this big rock and they put it on his coffin. Right, Alam Decha Shel Kol Hamisnade Umeis Minudia Beis Din Sholcha. Oh, to teach me that, you know, again, that everybody stones the coffin. But what do you see? It says very clearly, the first line that we pointed out was that a menudah and a metzora are not allowed, just like an avel, are not allowed to get a haircut. Avel chayav betifas arosh. An avel has to wrap his face. We don't really do that so much nowadays, but avel is chayav to wrap his head and kind of hide, you know, parts of his face. Again, the halachos exactly of that, you know, are very fascinating, almost like, if you can imagine, like an Arabic dress, almost a little bit. But we don't really wrap turbans around our heads much nowadays. As a Kosh Baruch said to Yechezkel, now the story again, this is, we're going to quote this a bunch of times. Shem basically told Yechezkel, very sad, you know, you can kind of almost imagine the emotion when you read the psukim. Right? The psukim don't give you the gravity of the situation and the emotion. But basically, Hashem said to Yechezkel, well, there's a beautiful line there. It says, I'm going to take away, I think it's something like the beauty of your youth or something, the beauty or the desire of the youth of your eyes. Meaning what Kosh Baruch Hu was saying, that Yechezkel's wife was going to die. And there was going to be a makefa, and his wife was going to die. And Yechezkel was not to observe the halachos of Avelos. Fascinating over there. Hashem basically told Yechezkel, and it was like a metaphor, basically that just like Yechezkel's wife is going to pass away, so too Bnei Yisrael. So I think this is going to be destroyed, and Bnei Yisrael is going to be exiled. We have a lot of fascinating parallels over there. So basically, though, Akash Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, don't keep Avelus. So anything that Hashem told Yechezkel not to do, right, is obviously one of the things that an Avel will do. So one of the things he said is that Lo Sata Al Safam, don't wrap your lips. Don't cover your lips. Again, the Atifas HaRosh is not only on the head, right? It could be that it's across the face as well. Okay, but, I mean, don't wrap up your lips. Michal Tukuli Alma Mechavi, apparently that implies, right, that everyone else has to do this. So, Menudah Ma'al Atifas HaRosh, what about a Menudah, someone's a Cherim, does he have to do this? Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Temes Atvim V'yoshim Kemenudin U'chavilim Ashirach Mo'aleim in Hashemayim. Right, it said, if you remember, we're going to bring this Gemara a couple times as well. If you remember in Tainus, in the middle of Tainus, if people are not answered, if they do all these fasts, right after they do these 13 fasts, as Rashi already points out. So then they sit, the Gemara there says, they sit on the floor and they wrap themselves like menudin, like people who are in cherim, and like avalim, like avalim, like people who are in avelus, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers their tefillos. So apparently you see that a menuda does have to wrap his head. Abaye says, well, there's menuda and there's a menuda, right? Dilma menuda l'shamayim shiny. Maybe someone who's in cherim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning they daven 13 fasts, right, they haven't been answered, there's no rain, so of course, they're almost like, quote-unquote, in cheirim from Shemayim. Maybe that's more machmir, dechamir, because maybe that's more machmir, and therefore they have to wrap their heads, but maybe a normal person who just simply didn't want to pay the $100 he owed the other guy, maybe he does not necessarily have to wrap his head. Mitzorah, ma'u bativis haroz, does Mitzorah have to do this? Tamash, the Pazuk says, v'al safam yateh, right, again, the Pazuk also, that's a pasuk in the Torah about Saras. So sure enough, Michal Dechai Batei V'Zeroh Shemamin, apparently the Mitzrayim do have to do this as well. Avel Asr Laniach Tefillin. An Avel is not allowed to wear Tefillin. Midikamele Rechman Yecheskel Pe'ercha Chavash Alacha. Kosh Baruch Hu said to Yecheskel, wear your Pe'er. Your Pe'er is implying that the Pe'er is Tefillin. That is in the Rashi, right? It says straight up, right? Your Pe'ercha literally, I think, means your glory. So meaning the things that glorify you, right? You should wear it. And Michal, the Kuli Amas are implying that everybody else should not if they are Rahman al-Tzlan. And Avel, Menuda Ma'u B'Tfilin, what does a Menuda do? Someone's a Cherem, so the Gemara says, Teku. Mitzora Ma'u B'Tfilin, what about a Mitzora? Tashma, bring your proof. Atzarua, L'Rabbos Kohen Gadol. To that, again, we've quoted that before, that the Kohen Gadol can have halachas of Tzaraz. Begadav Yufrumim, that his clothing should be shorn, shiyu mekurayim, that should be torn, v'roshoy yefarua, and his head should be farua. What does that mean? It's in priya, el gidol seyar, that divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that someone with tzaras has to have his hair be parua. Rabbi Elazar says that means gidol seyar, that he has to let his hair grow long. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, nemra havaya barosh, v'nemra havaya bebeged. Says the word v'yihyeh, or yihyu, by both of them. My havaya mu bebeged, davar shechutz migufo, just like by a beged, we're talking about something that's outside of his body, right, his clothing, right? So havaya barosh davar shechutz begufo. So too, when you're talking about your head, we're talking about something that's off of your body. You might laugh, it's tefillin. No, that must be talking about tefillin. So kind of Rabbi Akiva, based on my chokish, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, whether a mitzora wears tefillin. So I'm Rav Papa lo. And I said, Rav Papa says, no, we're not talking about tefillin at all. Right? Akumta v'sudra is talking about a person's hat or his sudra or his handkerchief. Right? That he should not, if you look at Rashi, right? That he should nekalam shayirosha magula, that he should take his hat off, but that he should actually wear tefillin. Again, if you remember, they wore tefillin all day back in the day. Okay. Avil Asr b'she'el shalom. And Avil is not allowed to say shalom aleichem to anybody. He's not allowed to say hi to people. Midgamar le'rechman le'cheskel ha'neg dom. Hashem said to Yecheskel, hey, don't be silent, right? You should be silent, I'm sorry. That was one of the things that Yecheskel had to do, right? That he should be silent. If you look at Rashi again, kolomar b'davar zeh tinog avelus. Right? That you should do. I mean, this part of avelus, Hashem says to Yecheskel, that you should keep. Menudu ma'u b'she'el shalom. What about someone who's in nidui, someone who's in cherim? Amar Rav Yosef, tashma, bring your proof. U'b'she'el shalom, shebein adam b'chareiro, kibnei adam, hanizufim l'makom. Right, that a person should not... So again, you have this word nizufim l'makom, someone who's getting what's it called? Again, this is a Gemara back in Tainus, that they shouldn't have Shelah Shalom, and then after the fast don't work, right? They should sit with their heads wrapped, and they should not do Shelah Shalom, meaning they should reduce asking, you know, saying Shalom Lech with everybody, just like someone who's nazuf l'makom, someone who has been given Musr from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see that someone who's in Menuda should refrain from Shelah Shalom, from saying Shalom Aleichem. So Amar Le Abaye said again, same back and forth, Dama Menuda L'Shamayim Shani, maybe that's not a good proof, because maybe that those people are Nidui, Kosh Baruch Hu, Rechman Al-Tlan, is putting them in Chayrim, but maybe Benal L'Chavero, that would be less serious. Right, Dechamir, right, that's much more serious. Mitzoro Ma'aru B'Shelah Shalom, what about a Mitzoro? Is he allowed to say Shalom Aleichem? So Tashma, Pazik says, Avel Safam Yateh, right, that on their mouth they should kind of wrap up. She uses so medubog zubazu, that his lips should be closed to connect to each one. She can medu the avel. The aser b'shele shalom, that it should be like a menuda and an avel, and it should be aser for the mitzvah type shele shalom shemaminah. So therefore, we see that is true. So Gemara says, okay, even if she'll be another menuda. Well, one second. Well, that should answer your question about a menuda. We just said that a metzora has to keep his mouth shut, just like an avel and a menudah. So that's the answer. Rav Acha bar Pinchas mishmei the Rav Yosef mikatani she asher sheyekim menudah uvecha avel. No, katani b'meili da'achronaisa. No, maybe that's just referring to the other things. When we said it's like a menudah, that's referring to the other halachos that we're talking about. Right? Asher nami b'shel shalom. Right? Maybe it is. Sorry, how do you read that? Well. Meaning that he should just be like someone who's in Chayrim and like an Avel. It should be with other. That's referring to the other things. And it's also, meaning, and then that phrase, that part at the end of it, is separate. Meaning that a Metzora, which should be like a Menuda and an Avel for other halachos. And also, he's not allowed to say Sheila Shalom, but that doesn't necessarily tell me anything about the menudas halacha of Sheila Shalom. Avel also with different Torah, and Avel is not allowed to learn. Mitzkamer Rachmani Yecheskel Dom, for the fact that Hashem said you should be dom, you should be silent. Menuda ma with different Torah. What about a menuda? What about someone who's cherim? Rav Yosef Tashma menuda shona b'shonim lo. This carbon is scarim lo. A menuda, someone who's cherim, is not allowed to learn, and they're allowed to teach him. He's allowed to do business, right? He's allowed to sell, and people can sell to him. Mukram. But if someone who's in Chayrim, now again, I should point out, Rashi says over here, it could be whether a person, again, when a person is a Menuda, that's the first, let's say, 30 days that Beis Din puts on him. Let's say, the story with a Menuda, the basic classic story is a guy simply refuses to pay what Beis Din says he has to pay. So let's say it's $1,000. So the guy, they put him in Chayrim for a month. At the end of the month, says, I'm still not paying. So they put him in Chayrim again. Right, so now a mukhram, someone who's a mukhram, that's already someone who spent two months in chayrim, and that's already much more serious. That's a much more severe type of chayrim. Right? If the Rashi over here doesn't mention 2 months, but if you look at the Hagos, Rav Ransburger says it must be 2 months. Okay, fine. Meaning that the menuda is for the first 60 days, and then after that, then he has the status of a mukhram. That's even a more severe form of chayrim. So lo shonav, lo shonav, lo niskar, lo niskar in lo. Right, he can't learn, and people shouldn't teach him, and he can't do business. And an avel shonahu la'atzmo. However, shonahu la'atzmo shelo yafsik izilimudo. But he's allowed. Meaning he shouldn't. Sorry, shonav lo shonim lo means he shouldn't teach, and others shouldn't teach him. But Aval, you have to always be careful, right? Definitely on this stuff. But Aval, Shona who La'atzmo, the guy is still allowed to learn on his own. His learning shouldn't stop. And he can have this little small store for his parnaso. Okay, fine. The Amarav's Rav says, Zunin Maya, Bepakta, the Arvus. Meaning that also that if you the shuk and that you can have them a little thing in them, you can sell water in the marketplace, right? So that is that's fine. So Shmaminas, apparently you see from here that a menuda is allowed to learn Torah. He's allowed to teach, and people allowed to teach him. And then if it becomes a mukhram, if he still holds out on Beis Din, so then he's allowed to learn on his own. So then he's mutter. Metzora ma'ov b'divrei Torah. What about a metzora? Tashma, pasuk says, for the tamal v'nechal v'nei v'nechal yom asher amad l'fnei Hashem elokecha b'chariv. Just like over there, they're very afraid, right? They were trembling, they were sweating. Right, from here they see that anybody in whatever situation they're in, right, they're allowed to learn Torah. They're allowed to learn all the type of halachos. But a balkari is not, because again, what happened? That basically they allowed the Jews to go back, as you're going to see, is it mentioned it here? Maybe not. They said, Shuv lochem lahalecha, and Moshe said, go back to your wives, they could be a balkari again. But all those other things, right, all those other statuses, they were allowed, dafka, to learn Torah by Marvin Arsinai, but a balkari, no, right, that already has been repealed. Right, but Balkari is still nowadays allowed to learn Torah anyway, also. But okay, either way, so we see that a Metzora is allowed to learn Torah. Avel Aser B'Takboses, and Avel is not allowed to do laundry. D'chtiv Vayishach Yoav Tekua Vayikach Mishal Ishach Hakama Ve'umele His Ablina. Yoav said, he took a woman, said, please mourn for me. But if she not big day Avel, please wear Avilu's clothing, right? Apparently, there's this type of thing, and therefore, right, that's clothing that has not been laundered, right? Ve'al tesuche shemen, don't put shemen, don't anoint yourself with shemen. Ve'isak yishazeh yamim rabim misavelas al meis. And you should be like, for many days, you should be mourning. But basically, you see that she had to wear special clothing, right? You can see that the laundry is awesome. Menuda mitzorah mayim mitachpo says, what about a menuda mitzorah tashma? Menuda mitzorah masurim the sabr l'chabi shmamina, right? We quoted it above. They're both not allowed to do take haircuts or to do laundry. Avil chayv kriya. Avil has to do kriya, has to tear kriya. Ka'amar lu rachmana l'bnei Aaron, lo tufromu. Right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron, do not rend your garments, do not tear your clothing. Apparently that implies that there is such a thing, there is such a chiyuv. Menuda ma'al b'kriya, teku, right? What about someone who's a menuda? Doesn't say, the Gemara does not give an answer. Metzora ma'al b'kriya, what about a metzora? Tashma, begadav yufrumim, right? Straight up pasuk. That his clothes have to be torn. Shiyuva kuraim shmamina. That they need to be torn. And the Torah has to tear his clothing. Avel chayav b'kriya samita. And Avel has to overturn his bed. The tiny bar kapara, because the bar kapara taught. Dumos diyukni nasati b'hem uval v'nosehem haf chase. It's as if Hashem says, right? I put a tzelam elukim. If you look at Rashi. And in you, and your sins turned it upside down. Your sins ruined it. That I have to, you know, that brought Misa into the world. So kafu mitoseim aleha. I said, therefore, right, overturn your beds. Right, again, a couple ways to understand why overturn your bed. Right, Pasha says that's where people come from. Right, from beds, from from a relationship with a man and his wife. Right, so if a person kind of ruined the existence, right, we ruined our own existence by sinning. So when a person passes away, right, by bringing death into the world, so a person passes away, we overturn our beds. Nowadays, it doesn't really have the same effect. We don't really do that nowadays. La lacha. Menuda matzora mahim b'kriyas hamita teku. Gemara does not determine whether a menuda and a matzora has to do this kriyas hamita. Avol aser b'siyas malacha. An avol is not allowed to work. The chiddush of pasuk says, "Ve'hafakti chagichem la'avol." I'm going to uproot. I'm going to switch your chagim, your holidays, to an avol. And the comparison, right, implies that malacha gosim malacha af avel asim malacha, just like a holiday you can't do malacha, so too an avel. Menuda ma'al b'siyas malacha, what about someone who's l'cherem, amr av yosef, tashma, kishe amr asir b'siyas malacha, lo amr ala b'yom, amr balay la mutter. And when they said that they're not allowed to do malacha, that's only during the daytime. Again, that's by tainus, by this situation, right, but during the nighttime, it's mutter. And then the pasuk says, the Gemara says, and then you see the same thing is true by a menuda, right, and an avel. So my lava kulu, isn't that talking about, and the same halacha applies to all them. So the Gemara says, lo, ashara, no, it's talking about everything else. Like just so we said before, that of an avel, a menuda, and those people who are holding by fasts that were not answered by Hashem. So that, I mean, those, though they're similar in that, but they're not necessarily similar, right, in the Isser of Asiyas Malacha. Tashma, bring your proof, and perhaps this will answer that for us. Menuda Shona V'Shonin Lo, Nizkar V'Nizkarim Lo. So, again, what we mentioned earlier, that the Menuda is allowed to sell and have sold to him. So, Shema Minah, apparently he can do Malacha. Metzora Ma'u Asiyas Malacha, take, what about a Metzora, right? We do not necessarily answer that. Tishbi Yitaris Kushios. Move by us. Avel asra berachitza. Avel is not allowed to wash himself. The pasuk says about tzuchi shemen. You should not anoint yourself with shemen. That was one of the things that Yoav said to that woman he hired to be an avel for him. Rechitza b'chlal sika and washing is included in anointing. Menuda berachitza. What about a menuda? Amar Rav Yosef tashmak shamar asra berachitza lo amar ela kol gufa. Right again. Rav Yosef said again. This is similar. It's not similar. With the pasuk there, the Gemara there says when they asur berachitza lo omru kol gufo. That's by the Tainus Tibor. That's asur berachitza. Rashi says that Gemara is actually in Pesachim. Now that I notice over here, which is what gave me a little pause. I don't remember that Gemara dafka. What's going on? Unclear where that. Oh, maybe it's also in Pesachim. I apologize because it says Shum over there, so maybe it's also in Tainus. Okay, makes sense. So by Tainus Tibor, right there, if you tell me you can't wash yourself, that's kol gufo. I'll put on the other raklav mutter, right? But your hands, your face, and your legs are mutter. V'chein ata motzi b'menuda v'avel. Again, same thing that we find, right? The same thing is true by a menuda and an avel. My lava kulu, isn't that telling me that it applies to all three of them? So lava shara. No, it's talking about just the other halachos that they're not necessarily linked in that way in terms of washing yourself. So Metzorah Malav Ritzicha, Rechitza, Ritzicha. Ritzicha is very different than Rechitza. So what about if Metzorah, is he allowed to wash himself? So Teku, we're not going to answer that question. Avel Azrav is needless a sandal. Now Avel cannot wear shoes or leather shoes. For the fact that Hashem said to Yecheskel, you should wear your shoes. Apparently, that's a thing that meaning really you shouldn't wear your shoes. And Hashem told Yecheskel that he should because he's not going to be noeg avelus. Menuda ma'ul needless a sandal. What about a menuda? Amar of Yosef Tashma because Amar Azrav needless a sandal. Lo Amar lo beir. And when they said you're not allowed to wear shoes, that's only in the city. But derech, but if you're traveling, so then mutter. Hakitzet, how does that work? Yet to the derech, noel, nichnas le'ir, choletz. Right? If you're traveling, you wear your shoes, but if you come into the city, so then take them off. V'chinat tamoti v'menudah v'avel. Again, same phrase we keep on finding. Right? And so too, you find this halacha by menudah and avel. My lava kulu is not talking about right, all the lachos. Right? That's going to be usher by menudah. So the Gemara says, lava shara. No, it's talking about all the other things that we've talked about previously, meaning that that other halachos that have been mentioned in the Braisa, but it's not necessarily referring to Nidus HaSandal. Mitzorah Ma'al and Nidus HaSandal, Tekur, and Mitzorah, they do not tell us one way or another. Avel also B'tash V'Ramita, Avel is not allowed to have relations with his wife. D'chtiv, the Pasuk says, V'Yinachim Davidus Basheva Ishto V'Yovo Eleha. Again, that's also a sad story that they lost a baby. They lost an infant. So David was consoled about Sheva, and then he came to her. So we called the Mikiyar Asura, apparently that it was Usher up until then. Menuda Ma with Tashma Shavita. What about a Menuda? Someone is a Cherim. Is it was that mutter for him? So Rav Yosef, said Tashma, bring a proof. Call Osen Shanim Shayus Rabba Midbar. All those 40 years in the desert, Menudin Hayu. Right, they were Menudin. They were kind of, you know, they were not disgraced, but, you know, they were upset. Kadosh Baruch Hu was upset at them, right? 40 years so they all die out. Hashem was furious at the Meraglim, etc. So, they were menudim. Hashimshim went to Hosea, but obviously they slept with their wives. They had kids, obviously. Maybe someone who is menudim to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is different. Dikil, that it's more lenient. Gemara says, kill? What do you mean more lenient? What if Amarta Chamir? You said, what do you mean? We had a couple times already on Amud Aleph that we said, oh no, maybe someone who's a menudah to Hashem is more ma'achmer, but that doesn't tell us anything about someone who's menudah to Beis Din. Now you tell me that someone who's menudah to Kadosh Baruch Hu is more lenient, and therefore if they were allowed to be with their wives, someone who's a menudah to Beis Din is not? Sigmar says, really, suke misafkele, really, Abaye had a suffix, whether it's more machmer or more mako, zilhachad kimedachile, but zilhachad kimedachile. So really, since he had this suffix, right, he had to be docha all the rayas that we brought before, and this raya as well. So he went both ways, meaning maybe it's more machmer, maybe it's more mako. So Abaye, right, just went back and forth and kind of just rejected all the proofs from a menudah l'shamayim. He wasn't sure if it was more machmer or more meko, but Pashto says that he knew it was different, or he felt that it was different from someone who was in chayiv from Beis Din. Metzora ma'u v'tash v'shamita. What about a metzora? Now, if you remember, right, earlier in the Masechta, Daf Vav or Daf Zayin or something. Right, so we talked about that the Gemara has machlokas in terms of a metzora muchlat, someone who's definitely a metzora when he's outside the city and he mamash has taras. We saw machlokas as to whether he's allowed to be with his wife, but then we said that someone who has started his tara process is not allowed to be with his wife. Right? That was the whole who prefers what? Do you prefer the company of people, or the company of your wife? Right? If you remember. So the Gemara here is going to prove that. And as you'll see in a second, we must be talking about someone who's already started his Tara process. Because Tashma will bring a proof to Tanya, the puzzle we learned in the Raisa, Vayashav Michutzla Hala, Vayeshev, Vayashav? Vayeshev? Where is that? Hey, in my thing, in the Torah Or. Vayashav Michutzla Hala, right, he returns from outside of his tent. Sheyeke Menuda Uflecha Avel. The Asur the Tashma Shamita, right? How do you know that? I mean, he should be like a menuda and an avel. It should be Asur, right, from Tashma Shamita. Veina halo el ishto. How do you know that? V'yashav mikutz la'alo. He comes back from outside of his tent, meaning he's outside of his wife, right? Shenemar as pasuk says leich emor lahem shuv lachem la'alechem. He's outside of. He's not allowed to be with his wife. So Shmamina. Therefore, we see that. So the Av Nishanami the Menuda, doesn't that teach me also that a Menuda is Osir Mitash Shemita? So I'm Rav Huna, Breder of Pinchas, Mishmet of Yosef. Mikatani She Osir Sheikh Menuda Vuchavel, but mean the Acharnaisa. Maybe Osir Nami, Mitash Shemita. Again, same thing we said before, that no, it doesn't say that it's Osir like a Menuda. It just says he's like a Menuda in an Avel. And oh, by the way, he's also Osir Mitash Shemita, but it doesn't necessarily tell me anything about a Menuda's halacha. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll stop here before this. We'll stop here. This is going to go on to the next stuff. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.